Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
It's Steve Kennan.
Oh, I'm sorry. I would need your zip code.
Oh, three. Hold on just a second. Oh, I know. It's 36868.
Thank you. And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
P.O. Box 397, Phoenix City, Alabama.
Thank you for that. And so I do see here, it looks like you got the Vylor Fixer XL Mantle Enhancement that helps to increase your strength and stamina. And how could I help you?
Well, I don't recall ordering this. In fact, I wouldn't take that because I've tried something like this and it made me so nervous I couldn't take it anymore. So I'm almost positive I didn't order this. So I'm trying to figure out how it got charged to me.
Okay. Well, if it is fraud, then I can get you connected with our fraud for further assistance. I'm not sure how this order could have been placed, because we do not charge unless the information is given to you. And so if this is an unauthorized charge, then I can get you connected with them.
Okay.
And bear with me one quick moment while I get you connected.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to be a recurring charge? In other words, you're going to send me another thing of this without me even asking for it?
Right, because the way that the person basically signed up is that when the order is placed, there is terms and conditions that basically lets you know after your trial, that's when you're sent out the product and charged for it monthly.
Well, see, I don't want that. So whoever I need to talk to, I need to talk to them, because I didn't order this, and I certainly don't want to be getting more of it because I wouldn't take the product.
Okay. Well, I understand. Let me see. I should be getting you connected shortly. Bear with me one quick moment. I'm just going to place you on a brief hold. Okay, I'm getting you connected now. Thank you for calling customer support.